you, and I'm sorry, second time for the patients of our colleague that stay here and hear for the two presentations and the language. Thank you very much for your patience. We have 15 minutes. It was a long afternoon. We spent a lot of time at lunch. I want to remind you that it was our own choice. But we still have some time, 15 minutes for one or two, three questions. Not very long, please. And not long answers, because there are some questions. I think we in any way think quite different from each other. We had problems of water scarcity and the challenges that are arising in the water in the region of the SPDC. The issues that were raised by the global mass money informal sector and how it's necessary to address these new challenges also. And for engineers, call for the help social scientists, and we have the reforms institutional legislation in Tunisia, and some aspects of analysis on the case of the electoral pathway. So I invite the audience to address now later. I'm sorry, maybe you could now talk in English, because I think we have at least one person, two persons that don't understand Portuguese. I think at the end of the day, we are all very tired, but I'm sorry for everything. This is the limit.
The issue of the responsibility of the financial situation of Electra and water, and the PRTA of Portugal through ADB. EDP. I was about the editing.
EDP and I was about the EDP. They are the fact that the fixed version is spent in the production of electricity and water to the islands of Cape. When the beginning of the Caribbean government advertised several enterprises, public enterprises. One of them was the director was the company that produces the power and the water. When I the losses we find in 2002 was covered by the financial loans of cash regional deposits, Portuguese bank, and other banks like this loan maintains 2006, and when the EDP and made another deal with the Ukrainian state to get transfer the administration to the Ukrainian state. The losses absorbed by agricultural and the losses are around 4 billion from the Ukrainian economy. They are now this partners to part with the share 13% around 60%, not 51%. Now the letter is.
Sorry, I'm going to ask you to be short. If there is any other question, the rest of the. Institutional issues, the governance crisis, I know it's very late now to...
So I have one question. For all persons of communication, is the problem is that I see in my field, in character, it's the law of water is a main problem in this discussion, because I think the conference of the informal water providers, what kind of conference they are. So water always is a big problem for the peasants. It's a precious resource. And so if they know a good law that it is in conformity with the whole people, and so the old men of the hills, I think it's impossible to program or to have some kind of restitution of the money to test. And the other problem is the structure. Sometimes you speak about the pump water and other machines that take the water. And a lot of people, farmers, waiting 1 month for the technician. But after the technician, you must wait 2 months, 3 months for the small part of the machine. So, I think, in one way, we have an institutional problem. In other way, we have the churches that they do exist. So I think this is the problem for all of the discussions we are here.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the presentation that would like to make a final remark on this issue?
Say very brief words on my line. Sometimes we want to bring out the issue of the legislation. Now we agree that the legislation framework is necessary. Although I think we also need to be pretty perspective, because if it is difficult to implement legislation in Portugal, it's just even slightly more difficult to implement legislation in developing countries. So it is important to legislate. So I also raise that issue. Make the formal by legalizing, then you can make it into the part of the question that needs to be dealt with. But it goes beyond that. It's about institutional strength, government strength, to be able to go from the top to the world. So the legislative process to the regulatory, also the capacity building on the people to implement the systems that are put in place in theory by the legislation. So it comes from this issue, and also kind of a capacity to sustain and maintain it. And this, while legislation can be made overnight, if you want, you know, the institutional capacity to do. The strength of the state could not be built overnight, because we need to acknowledge that fact and somehow deal with that. As for maintenance of the equipment, it is pretty much the same thing. There needs to be capacity to maintain the system, and hence, you know, we go back to the issue that we discussed earlier about the price and paying a farmer in remote areas cannot be dependent on a technician which is 3 days march, then or a part that is missing, and all coming in a month. So other systems need to be independent in that sense. So it's the informal, so the community-based access subject needs to be addressed properly and sustained also in terms of maintenance and cost. So implement rural water supply, but make sure there's a way that you can pay when it's collected and it's maintained locally.
Thank you. Well, tomorrow morning we will have another session on institutional issues. I think that we will maybe close for today, and I hope that we have some time to have a debate and readdress some of the issues that certainly we. Thank you very much.